Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 134, The Greater Blessing. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. Let that land. Because this word didn't come out of a commentary or a creed. It came from the lips of Jesus, carried by Paul from memory, held in his heart like something too precious to write down and risk losing, and spoken to a church he knew he would never see again. He had no scroll to check. He had a voice inside him, and that voice said this: "The greatest good that can happen to you in this life is not what lands in your hands, it is what leaves them." The whole world teaches us the opposite. From the time we are young, we learn to measure life by what we accumulate, what we achieve, sums the month. Blessing, in the world's vocabulary, is what comes to you. But Jesus turns that logic completely upside down, not gently, not as a suggestion. He declares it more blessed, fuller, more whole, closer to the life God designed when he made you. Think of a closed fist. It holds what it has, yes, but it cannot receive anything new, and it cannot reach anyone. It is a hand living in defense mode. Now think of an open hand. It gives, and in giving, it stays free. It stays available. It starts to look like the hand of God, because that is exactly how God loved, with open hands, giving what he held most dear. The Father who gave the Son, that is the nature of the one you were made to resemble. Generosity is not the virtue of faraway saints. It is a family trait. It is how the children of God look like their Father. And Paul wasn't speaking of warm feelings. He was speaking of work, of labor, of hands that strain and ache, and in their straining hold up those who cannot hold themselves up. Giving is not what is left over after you have everything else. Giving is the purpose of your labor. You don't work only for yourself. You carry in your effort the capacity to lift someone. And when you live that way, you find that blessing does not shrink when you give. It grows. Not because God runs a transaction system, but because you are living from the inside out, the very nature of God himself. So here is today's call, and it is concrete, and it is now before breakfast. Choose one thing to give today. A financial gift, a meal for someone who is hungry, an hour of your time for someone who is lonely. Don't wait for the perfect inspiration. Don't wait until you have more. Decide now, while this word is still warm inside you, and set it in motion. Generosity postponed becomes intention. Generosity today becomes blessing. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.